Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Lamb. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Lamb. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Hirschberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a pop-up towards third. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fosse moves to third. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Leon moves to second. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richard moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Pinson scores. Foster moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of John Stone. Fossey reaches second base with a double. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander is walked intentionally. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Fossey moves to third. Uhlander moves to second. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Hyman now playing shortstop. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richard hits a pop-up towards short. Hyman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Ray Lamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamm is 0 for 3 in the game. Lamm is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamm fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.